Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Now, how are you? Because 4th of December, Tamworth, I think it was, a year ago, was it an accident in the barriers?
It was, yeah. Track work at Scone.
Was it?
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, just educating a young one and, just got a fright and ended up coming back on top of me and put me pelvis in a few spots.
Ooh, dear. So it actually flipped and landed on you?
Yeah. I just couldn't get out in time. But, just one of them freak accidents that just happened.
So you fractured the pelvis, broke it?
Yeah, I put in a few bits and pieces and done a bit of damage to my urethra and bladder as well.
Mm.
So, that was probably the worst bit of it.
I tell you what, you get injured around that area and you're in strife, you're only going to ask Danny Williams at Goulburn, Kobe Luwak, when he threw him and he landed up on the pummel of the saddle. It puts you out of action for a while, Daniel.
Oh, it does, yeah, for sure. Like, it's just been over 11 months now. I'm just getting back into it. But I'm always going to have the aches and pains and that come with it now, so that I've got to put up with.
How long are you in hospital for? You would have been immobilised for a while, I would imagine.
I was laying down for 3 months. Like, I couldn't do anything at all. I couldn't put any weight on my legs or do anything. I was only in hospital for just probably close to 2 weeks. But, ended up coming home and, just bed rest for 3 months.
You must have been sick of the bedroom.
I was, actually. I was getting to the end of it. I was just about to give up.
I was going to say he'd be walking the box, but you wouldn't be able to walk. That's the trouble.
No,
that must have been,
yeah.
Mentally, that must have been damn tough.
Oh, it was. For the first 4 months of my life, I reckon that was the worst bit. Like, just not be able to do anything at all. Just laying down, and about 6-7 operations later, and it came with it.
Now, in a time frame like that, obviously after about the 4 months, did you start to get up? Were you on crutches or in a wheelchair? How did you start getting around?
Yeah, no, I started up on crutches, walk around on crutches, because at the time I had external fixture put around me.
Mm.
So I had to be walking a month with that on before I could get that taken off. So once I got that taken off, it all started to come back together pretty well.
Did you put weight on?
No, not at all. I ended up getting down to 42 kilos.
Holy hell.
I just wasted away there, just laying down, doing nothing.
You mustn't have been eating a lot either.
No, not at all.
42 kilos, gee whiz.
Yeah, lost all my muscle tone and, just everything.
So what weight are you now when you hop on the scale, say, this morning? How much have you put back on?
Oh, I'm about 53 and a half now, once I got up walking and build me muscles and that back up and go in the gym and whatever. But, I'm about 53 and a half at the moment.
Well, that's incredible. You put 11 kilos on and you look at it, that's a quarter of what you weighed.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep.
With just the muscle back on. So you've got mobile, which is good. You've come back. And the beautiful thing is Rodney Northern threw you on one at Warren, loped to Mango, and you got the chockies.
Yeah, he must have felt sorry for me and put me on one and I put up one. Yeah.
Yeah, that must have felt damn good.
It was actually. It's good to be back all that time, laying down, doing nothing, to get back in the winner's circle, which is good, yeah.
Well, now you're back in the game. Whereabouts, you got any rides lined up? I imagine looking for some, and let's hope people ring up and give you a few rides.
Yeah, for sure. I've got a few coming up at Scone and off to Dubbo Tuesday, so, getting back in the swing of things.
All right, terrific. And these days, you obviously can ride relatively light. You're only 53. If you waist, can you get down lighter if need be?
Oh, for sure. Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I'm one of the ones that's pretty good with my weight, really. Like, I don't have to bust myself or anything. Mm. I just maintain it, which is good.
Well, that's fantastic. So it's one of those injuries that around that area. I mean, if you break a leg, you can get up on crutches, you can get around your mobile. But as you said, it's your situation, unfortunately. It makes you appreciate what people go through who have to be in that for long periods of time, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I wouldn't want to wish it on anyone else to do this injury. Like, yeah, just one of them ones to just get you mentally and physically. Like,
yeah. Well, Daniel, good to see you back in the saddle and riding a winner. Let's hope they start to come at a regular rate for you, mate. And as I said, good to see you back. Good luck.
Yeah, no, it's good to be great. Thanks a lot.